Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa!
Austin.
Look, we're all down and out about the Bears' 0-2 start to the season, right?
That's all I have to say.
Well, just know that it could always be worse. How can it be worse than an 0-2 start? Well, if you had to run a mile for every point, the Bears lost, which I don't know if you've seen our guy Chase Bandelic online, but he is going viral for basically his shin splints, inevitably after the Bears' losses every single game. For every point they lose by, he runs a mile, and this past Sunday, he ran 31 miles. He joins us right now. Chase, how are you?
Definitely a little sore.
Oh, I bet. Where did you come up with this idea to do this, that for every point that the Bears lose by, or that you have to run all those miles?
Yeah, so I started it last year around week 8 of the Bears season. And how it kind of started was I was watching the games. They started to lose, and I was getting really down about the games.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy running, so I was like, what can I do to feel a little bit better after these games so my Sunday or Monday is not ruined? And that's when I came up with the idea, like, after the game, if they lose, I'll run a mile for every point they lose by.
Okay.
Kind of started it, and by the end of the run, you're a little sore, but also emotionally a little bit better after the game.
Yeah, right.
Really?
You have that time to think about it, and when you want to hit things, you can't necessarily do so while you're running, right?
Yes, definitely helps clear the head.
You have to be a long-distance runner. How did you think when you realized you had to run so many miles after this past game?
Yeah, I definitely have a running background. I've done 100 milers, 200 milers. I actually, earlier this year, I ran through the entire state of Illinois. I ran from the bottom of Illinois to the top over 10 days.
Oh, my God.
Which was about 416 miles. But no matter how far I've run, even running a mile still is not always super fun. But after this game, like watching it, going into it, I was expecting them to maybe lose by a max of 14 points. So
right.
Seeing them pile down at the end definitely was a little painful.
Well, that's the thing about the NFL is like the spreads are usually not that great. You know, like you're looking at like at most like 9-10 point spreads, at least as Vegas predicts before games. You're never thinking a team's going to lose by more than 3 touchdowns, and the Bears lost by more than 4.
Yeah, that was definitely very unexpected. And then seeing like the Bears not get the onside kick, and then later on seeing that 4th and goal, then go for it and then score again. Each of those touchdowns definitely hurt to see.
At Chase Bandelic on Instagram. Same handle on TikTok as well, right?
TikTok is Chase_Bandelic.
Okay.
All right.
Guys, give him a follow because this is just quite the journey. We're going to be doing this all season long, right, Chase?
All season long, no matter what the score is.
Oh, God bless you.
Right
legs.
After the game.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. We're going to have to check back in with you on some of these games
right.
And see how it's going. What are you going to do if you get an injury?
I'll be good to fight through it. If I got to walk, I got to walk, but I feel pretty confident. Last season, I was able to run the entire season from week 8 on.
How long did it take you to do the 31 miles on Sunday?
So last one, I started around 4, and then I finished around 10 p.m. I took some
breaks. Oh, my gosh.
Six hours of running.
People are right there with you, but not everybody has to go to these lengths
yeah, right.
in order to
yeah.
relieve some of the stress from those losses.
Yeah, nobody puts their money where their feet are, like Chase quite has. Chase, listen, thanks so much for your time this morning, man. We appreciate it. Best of luck the rest of this season. Hopefully the Bears can win out for more reasons than just your legs. But we want to thank you so much for joining us today. At Chase Bandelic on Instagram and at Chase_Bandelic on TikTok. Guys, give him a follow. Rest your legs, Chase, until next Sunday.
Thank you. Yeah, will do.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Go Bears. Bye.
Go Bears.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.